Speaking of safe and secure, that's how I feel around Jason Kanz. How about that? Good morning. Welcome to the best 5 minutes of the day.
Good morning. That was a very nice thing to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So can I do a quick birthday recap?
Yeah, I would love that.
Some highlights. Number one, Caleb stumbling in before 7, his gift bag, a couple of bags of trail mix, a book light. Thank you. But the big surprise was a Kim's Convenience shirt in the bottom of the bag.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a great gift.
Yeah, that was nice. It was a double extra large, though. So he said, I ordered extra large. Anyhow, sending that back. We'll see what happens. I've lost weight. Nice. The thing was, the way shirts are sized. Last summer, the WIB shirt we had, which was so cozy and comfy. But I don't know. We'll see if it fits. And then if you get an extra large, maybe you can put a sweatshirt under it. Secondly, Jerome came by with not one, but 2 carrot cakes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
And Jerome, who just had a birthday, he dropped 40 pounds, Jason.
Wow. Probably not from eating 2 carrot cakes.
No, I think from reading Letters to the Beloved.
That is a marathon. For sure, to read Letters to the Beloved.
I don't know how he did it. We didn't get into it, but Jerome, the cake was delicious. I had some here at the station. He made a cake for the station and then also for home. I thought about stopping by your house and dropping some off, but I did not do that, Jason. Sorry.
That's all right. Does Jerome's carrot cake have raisins in it?
It did not have raisins.
Wow. Even better.
And then it was great. I would encourage people to do this tradition that we do as the Halverson family, which is at the birthday meal, if it's the day of or closest to you can, you go around and tell the person what you love and appreciate about them. And that was really meaningful. We had everybody except for my daughter, Grace. And that was, it was wonderful. So
that's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Glad to hear that.
I mean, you can't be at your celebration of life. So if you can, why not? You kind of warm up for it at your birthday, I guess, you know.
Right. Celebrate life while you're still living.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, very good idea.
Give flowers to the living, right?
Yes, correct. Absolutely.
We both recognize words are flowers.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. When we offer them, it's like giving a bouquet.
Yeah. I mean, the tongue is the power of life and death, so give life, right?
Right, absolutely.
So in Galatians, how was your day, by the way?
It was very good. Heather's middle brother came yesterday. We haven't, and his wife and their daughter, we haven't seen them for 9 years.
Wow.
So that was, it was amazing. They live in Texas and they were up visiting. And so they came last night for dinner and it was just a lot of fun to have them here. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you know, here's the thing. We'll pick up with Galatians 2. My apologies. We didn't get to it yesterday. And, So you'd already read the scripture several days back, but we never read what you said. So let's unpack your devotional commentary. And I don't know, like raise your hand in an audio way if you want me to stop, okay, at some point.
You know, like you want me to click or something like that?
Maybe just say stop. So here we go.
Okay.
You said, if you want to comment, verses 11 through 13, Galatians 2, you say, when conflicts arise, clear the air quickly so that there is not an ongoing division between people. Although Peter had given Paul his blessing in Jerusalem when he visited Paul in Antioch, his behaviors failed to match his words. Paul confronted him for acting differently when Jewish Christians were around. Peter had been eating.
Yeah, let's stop there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, maybe take that next sentence and then we'll go
with it. All right, Peter had been eating with the Gentiles, but Peter withdrew from them, fearing judgment when James' disciples came.
Yeah, you know, so I think one of the things that we talk about a lot, right, is the how do we live with integrity or authenticity and really wanting to be the sort of person who lives and loves across all circumstances in the same way. And I think when people sniff that out about Christians when they don't do that. And so I think it's good for us to remember to live consistently.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and I think it's a work in progress. When you talk about wholeness and you talk about integration and self-reconciliation, I mean, that is becoming that, right?
So, absolutely.
As one person says, your front yard and your backyard. You know, people see
that. Yeah, that's a good way. Right.
All right, more of it. You say, following Peter's lead, several other Jews left, even Barnabas, the son of encouragement. There's a term to describe people whose words do not match their actions. Hypocrite. In this case, Peter and those who followed suit were acting hypocritically. Let me just pause and say there's a book we've talked about, and maybe sometime we'll delve into it more. But John Fisher, 12 Steps for the Recovering Pharisee Like Me. Pharisee's like a hypocrite, hypocrite's like a Pharisee. I mean, what I love about Fisher is, I mean, just acknowledging we've all got this. And if you're never willing to acknowledge your own hypocrisy, you're certainly a hypocrite.
Right, for sure. Yeah, when the focus is so often on the people out there in the world rather than dealing with my own heart, I think that's where we run into problems.
We got to get out of here. One last line here to say, I see hypocrisy all around my church. Christian leaders condemn pornography even when they look at it regularly or condemn alcohol, but drink when no one is watching.
Yeah, and I think this is where that idea of rigorous honesty comes in, right? I mean, if these are things that are people are struggling with, to find a community where they can talk about their struggles, their the difficulties they're having.
Yeah, again, integration, reconciliation, wholeness, and transparency. We could go on. Thank you, friend. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
All right, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. No Caleb today or this week, but he's off to Grand Chute outside Appleton for Boys State Baseball. McDonald Central against 23-1 Pecatonica. Go get him, Max. 10:30 pregame. Doss, you're man on the board, right?
That's right. I'm doing that right after the show.
Yeah, FM 103.1 and Wogo.com. But in the meantime, before we get back to music and weather, bottom of the hour, this year, as of 2023, the average home, Dawson, has how many unfinished DIY projects?
This amount surprised me. It's 9 unfinished DIY projects.
Yeah, that need attention. According to a survey of homeowners, only 10% of those surveyed felt that they were completely on top of their home maintenance tasks. The top items, let's go from 5 to 1 here, okay? What's number 5?
Number 5 is going to be a kitchen remodel. 27% of people surveyed said.
So that means that they're in the midst of it?
Yeah, not finished yet.
And again, do it yourself. Mm-hmm. Boy, we had it done by somebody else. Big time, and they did a great job. All right, number 4 is 27% say landscaping, kind of in the midst of that.
Yeah, I think landscaping might be a little easier to do yourself than a kitchen remodel, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I think so too. What's number 3?
It's going to be just 1% bump up to 28% say new flooring.
Yeah, okay. And again, that can be in the bathroom, the kitchen, the dining room, what have you, 28%. Now we bump up to 30% say they're in the midst of a bathroom remodel. That's, you know, you get some of the tiling involved. Mm-hmm. I think I saw my friend Dan White in Puerto Rico was in the midst of doing some work like that. And now here's the drum roll. What is the number one DIY that Americans are in the middle of? And this is a runaway winner.
Painting. And it's not even close. 55% of people have a painting job that is not finished within their house. And I can absolutely see that. Mm-hmm. Some wall that just you've been meaning to get to and just haven't gotten around to. Haven't bought the paint, haven't found the right color, what have you. Mm-hmm. Painting makes up 55% there.
There you go. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. Is there a DIY project you're in the middle of? Let us know on the listener line, 715-396-1670. Tuesday Trivia, your chance to win. Yes, now we do have the June Dairy Month contest, Dawson, but I've got a separate certificate for a value basket and two scoop sundae, so you can win this without being caller 5. But they do have to answer our challengeable question, which is not Googleable. 723-2555. This is one of those instances you don't call the listener line, you call us right into the studio. 723-2555. And here's the question. Again, we've got the Culver's deal and also what, Dawson?
We've got a CD from the artist.
The artist, and we'll explain the question. Here it is. CD of the Mystery Artist. So my wife, your mom, recently said, I really like this artist. It's not something I heard her say recently. I mean, old school, more of a fan like Rich Mullins, Chris Rice. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's Sidewalk Prophets. There's plenty of other artists. She's loved Christian music for a long, long time. Grew up listening to WIB. And so here's the deal. What artist did she recently say, I really, really like that artist? That you play on WWIB. Who's the artist? You
call
name
in,
it. We've got the Culver's goodies and the artist, a CD from the Mystery Artist. 723-2555. Let us know here on WWIB. And a longtime friend, I think, is caller 1 here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning.
How about Kathy Tricoli?
Oh. Kathy Tricoli, that is not it. All right, thanks for trying and try again. at 723-2555. No, I'm going to just even get a hint right. It's a Kathy Tricoli's a little more old school, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's good.
Sure, absolutely.
Anyhow, this is an artist in more recent times.
Right.
So in
sort
the last...
Sort of caught her ear.
Right. That she's heard enough of this artist and going, that artist is really good. So who is it? 723-2555. Nobody's calling. Nobody knows.
Hey, just give it your best shot. You got a CD and some Culver's gift baskets on the line.
Right. Here, I'm going to let you hold the goodies, the prizes. So
yes, will
do. Reminded of it here. And we'll continue to hopefully field some calls.
It's like we got another one coming in.
Are you keeping
in.
Track of the wrong answers?
I will do that.
All right, very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jane from Eau Claire, Ben Fuller.
Ben Fuller is a newer artist. And yeah, that's not it. So... 723-2555. What's your guess on the WIB Wake Up Show?
Francesca Battistelli.
She's great, and I know my wife enjoys some of her music, but that's not it. So we're 0 for 3 this morning here on WWIB. Who's the artist that Peggy Halverson recently said, oh, I really like this CCM artist? Who is it?
Natalie Grant.
She's been around for a while. She's like female vocalist of the year like four different times.
Man.
And we just played one of her tunes here. We have, just different hints are coming to my head left and right, and I'm going to try to hold back on them. Good morning, WWIB.
Hi, did you just say her tune?
I might have. I don't know.
So it's a female artist.
You're trying to pick things out of my words.
He was referencing Natalie Grant when he said
artist,
her.
Yeah. But yeah, Natalie Grant was the reference to her. So go ahead.
Okay. So is it Toby Mac?
Toby Mac, what a great artist. Again, it's not. And so I guess I'm again.
Let's give him a hint. And honestly, in honor of that, we'll say it's a male artist.
Okay. So there we go. All right. So Dawson's already given a hint.
Yeah.
Caleb and I sometimes wait until like the third segment.
That listener was trying to narrow it down. I figure we'll answer her question there.
There we go. All right. It's a male artist. Hi, WWIB.
Brandon Lake
is not correct. But we have not played this artist on the radio yet today. There's a second hint. It's a male artist we have not played on the air yet. Good morning. What's your guess? Did you pocket dial us? Hello?
Got us on speed dial?
Maybe. Good morning, WWIB. Hello?
Oh, hi. Lauren Daigle?
Lauren Daigle. Actually, Dawson had given the hint that it is a male artist.
Oh, I missed that.
No, we'll give you another shot.
Yeah, you get a bonus guess.
Matt Maher,
great singer. He's our featured June WIB Incorporated artist, and that's not it. So, okay. Couple more guesses, and then we'll move it on to 8:15. Hi, WWIB. Who's the artist Peggy Halverson said really like this singer?
Is it Ben Richter?
It's not Ben. You mean Ben Fuller, I think.
Well, Ben Rector.
Ben Rector. Oh, Ben Rector is good. Yeah,
I really like Ben Rector.
Oh, yeah, does Caleb does as well. Hi, WWIB. One more guess here before we move on.
Is it Matthew West?
He's a great artist, but that's not it. All right, everybody,
Matthew
thanks for playing.
West.
Dawson's got the wrong answers accumulated. We've given a couple of hints that we have not played and certainly not going to play any music from the artist now.
Yeah.
And so if I play any music, then you're going to know, well, that's not the one.
Well, there you go.
So anyhow, keep aware of that here on WWIB. All right, part two of Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Explain what's going on, Dawson.
So, my mom, your wife, Peggy Halverson.
Yes.
Incredible woman.
Executive Director of Teamwork Africa with a brat sale going on through tomorrow.
Yes.
Learn more at Teamwork Africa's Facebook page. Trying to put a roof on a school in Liberia. Go ahead.
Wonderful, wonderful work. She heard an artist that we play over the air who she enjoyed particularly.
She said to me strongly, and she hasn't said this in a long time, wow, I really like... Who?
Mm-hmm.
You tell us the artist, you go away with a value basket and a two-scoop sundae from Culver's and?
And a CD from the artist themselves.
From the mystery artist.
Quick list of people it's not. Ben Fuller, Kathy Tricoli.
Tricoli,
my bad. Francesca Battistelli, Natalie Grant, Toby Mac, Brandon Lake, Lauren Daigle, Matt Maher, Ben Rector, Matthew West, Chris Tomlin. Those are not the artist.
All right, so tell us who it is. We've already told you, we've given a hint. It is a male artist.
It's a male
artist. We have not played the music from this artist. on the show yet, you can always learn who we've played by checking wib.com. Last 100 songs is accessible. All right. Mm. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, this is Todd from Rice Lake, and I thought you were playing a trick on us.
Oh. How's that?
Caleb and John, to be funny.
No. It's it's a male artist. Go ahead.
I thought it was Caleb and John, though, the song you just played.
Oh. Uh-huh. All right. Well, all right. That's not it. Thanks, Todd. Add that to the list here. 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jane Colton-Dixon.
Hi, Jane. Looking so forward. I had a chance to interview him. He's so fun. He's going to be great. I got to play Build a Boat before 9. It's not Colton Dixon. I suffer from the same thing Caleb does. We get excited about these guesses and go, oh, but you're wrong. 723-2555. Hi.
Hey, I'm going to say Torrin Wells.
Wells. He's good. And we have played him this morning. I think we did. Joy Comes in the Morning, I think. Torrin's going to be the Friday night headliner at One Fest. Hope to see you there, Jody. Hi, WWIB. What's the guess? Yep. You know what? Somehow we lost. So let's go again.
Go back.
Back to the starting spot. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to say it's somebody from Africa because Peggy is for Teamwork Africa.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I looked this up.
Yeah.
Nathaniel Bassey.
Nathaniel Bassey. It's not Nathaniel Bassey. I'm even going to help you out, you and the other folks. It's not George Mandera either, who's from Zimbabwe. We interviewed him recently on the show.
Oh.
And, so it's not George either. We played his, I think we played Not Even Once this morning, or at least I thought about it. Good morning, WWIB.
Good morning. Is it Michael W. Smith?
He's a great artist. It's not him. MWS. No, it's not Michael W. Good morning. What artist did Peggy Halverson say, I really like this singer?
Is it Mac Powell?
Boy, he's a great longtime lead singer of Third Day. Going solo these days. And he's the favorite of Birthday Bob in Rice Lake. So, all right, maybe a couple more guesses. We're going to, unfortunately, move this on to 845. Hi.
How about Stephen Curtis Chapman?
That's my favorite. My favorite. My wife loves Stephen Curtis Chapman, too. That is not it. I've got another hint, Dawson.
Yeah, hit him with it.
I should. Let's get the next guest. Good morning.
You're
much quicker in the hints than Caleb and I.
I just want to help him out. I'm so excited for them to get it.
Good morning, WWIV. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Marie. I'm calling from up by Hayward.
Hey, Marie.
What are you thinking?
Hey, is it Kevin Quinn?
Kevin Quinn. Yeah, from a week away, right? The soundtrack for that movie. It's not Kevin Quinn.
Great guesses here.
I'll give you another hint at 8:45. So anyhow, we've collected wrong answers. In the meantime, I will not play a song from the said artist here on WWIB, and we have not heard. But also, it kind of means, since we said a male artist, just kind of not playing male artists this morning on WWIB.
20 guesses we're at total.
20?
20 incorrect guesses here.
All right. Tuesday Trivia Installment 3 on the Wib Wake Up Show. A chance to win a values basket and a two-scoop sundae from Culver's, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Rice Lake, as well as a CD from a mystery artist, Dawson Halverson. What's the question?
So the question remains, who is the artist my mom, your wife, Peggy Halverson, heard and thought to herself, this guy's really good.
Yeah, she really likes this artist. We've indicated it is a male artist, and we have not played the music of this artist yet today. And I'll give you, again, taking your calls at 723-255. I've given you another hint.
New hint.
The new hint is this artist has performed at One Fest. Now, this is only the fifth year of One Fest this year, so there's only 4 years to choose from. There's only so many male artists. This artist has performed at One Fest. Will we get the right answer? And will somebody go away with the Culver's goodies and a mystery artist CD, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, it's Steve from Conrad.
Hey, Steve.
How about Danny Gokey?
Danny Gokey.
Good guess, but that's not it. Yeah, of course, he's been at One Fest a couple of years back. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Nominee.
All right.
What are you thinking?
That's not so many.
You're kind of coming in and out, so we're missing your answer.
Give us it one more time.
Matthew West?
Someone has guessed Matthew West.
You can guess again.
Yes.
Matt Maher.
Matt Maher is not correct.
Not Matt Maher. We're narrowing it down here. Who has performed at One Fest? That
is a male artist.
Male artist.
And Peggy Halverson said, I really like this
really
singer. Who
like
is it? 723-2555. Hi, what's your guess?
Jason Gray.
And she is a big fan of his, I got to say, but that is not the answer we're looking
only
for.
Only a number left.
We got a chance to see Jason Gray together multiple times. At One Fest was the occasion. A Sunday at One Fest, even up in Cumberland at Northern Lakes Community Church. Hi.
Good morning. Is it David Crowder?
David Crowder.
Great artist, and that is not who she said. All right. WWIV 723-2555. Will we get a winner?
I want him to get it.
Male artist.
Austin French.
It was at One Fest last year. That's
not
the artist.
It. Come on.
Do I need to say I can't say the year. I mean, I'm just saying he's better.
There's only
One
so
Fest.
Many left.
Right. So 723-2555. It looks like somebody's calling, but I don't know if there was somebody
Four.
Else.
Four. The value basket, the two scoop sundae, and a CD from this artist.
We run out of guesses. There's nothing I can do here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIV. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly in Shatek. Is it Danny Gokey?
Danny Gokey was guest. We'll give you another shot.
Yep.
Oh, that's the only one I could come up with.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling
all right,
in.
We're kind of running out of gas here, Dawson. So, male artist has performed at One Fest. We've had a bunch of guesses. 723-2555. We want to get a winner.
We want to get a winner.
But here we go. I'm going... 723-2555. Okay, there's one I'm trying.
All right.
Hi, WWIB. Name us the winner here. Who
please,
is
this? Please.
Micah Tyler.
Who is this? What's your name?
Jen Reese.
You're the winner.
Yeah.
Yes, Micah Tyler.
Wow.
That's
just
the artist
under the...
that Peggy Halverson won Saturday recently. Wire. She's like, I really like Micah Tyler.
We've got... the value basket, the two scoop sundae, and a CD from him new today, and they've got your name on them.
Jen, do you like do you like Micah Tyler?
I do.
Yeah, very good. Well, tell you what, we're going to close out the show with not one but two songs from Micah Tyler. So, Jen, hold the line. We'll kind of secure the details on this.
Ugh.
His song "I See Grace" plus his new one "Praise the Lord" to close out the WIB Wake Up Show on a two for Tuesday.